This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Hanley. Here's today's headlines. Legislature again eyes chlorpyrifos, another human right to water, climate smart drones, FDA's chief budget worry, and Ag Trade Caucus is formed. Friedman again targets chlorpyrifos. After Governor Newsom banned the use of chlorpyrifos in 2019, Assemblymember Laura Friedman of Glendale took aim at the granular form of the insecticide. Her bill, which Newsom signed into law the following year, tasked the Department of Pesticide Regulation with submitting quarterly reports on granular use to the legislature and the Surgeon General. Friedman is now following up with a measure requiring DPR to post those reports to its website. Green amendment sparks concern in ag. Assemblymember Isaac Bryan of Los Angeles has filed a constitutional amendment declaring the right to clean air, water, and a healthy environment for all. If passed to the legislature, it would go before voters on the November ballot. Because it is early in the session, the bill says little else. But it was enough for the California Cattlemen's Association to take notice, since similar green amendments have been enacted in New York and Pennsylvania. Last year, an environmental group successfully deployed Montana's guarantee of a clean and healthy environment in a lawsuit involving oil and gas permits. The association pointed out to its members that California already has a law establishing a human right to water. The next tool for climate smart ag, drones. Assemblymember Greg Hart of Santa Barbara wants the state to offer incentive grants to farmers who invest in drones. Hart has a new bill that would add drones to the list of ag equipment eligible for grants and loans under the Air Resources Board's Clean Off-Road Equipment Voucher Incentive Program, or CORE. Now keep in mind, in November, CARB cut funding for the program by 65%, leaving about $14 million in the pot. That irked Monarch, maker of autonomous electric tractors, which are eligible for grants. Remember, this bill falls on the heels of the California Farm Bureau successfully ushering a measure through the legislature to ease training requirements for drone pesticide applications. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Califf worries about a flat budget at FDA. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says his agency will face some difficult choices if Congress doesn't increase its funding for fiscal 2024. Lawmakers have until March 1 to reach agreement on funding the agency. Califf said yesterday on a webinar organized by the Alliance for a Strong FDA, quote, "If the budget is flat, given our inflationary pay increases that have already been approved, that means we're going to have to look for offsetting reductions in other activities." He said, "Our money is spent on employees doing work that the public depends on, so we can't just stop contracts or grants that are going externally. We've got to deal with our own internal staff in this regard." On food issues, Califf said, "We have two goals this year that are just very clear. Get front of package labeling and define the term healthy." House members form Agricultural Trade Caucus. Four House members, two from each party, have organized a new caucus that will be focused on boosting agriculture exports, facilitating food and agriculture trade, and knocking down unnecessary trade barriers. Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Jim Costa of California, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, and Jimmy Panetta of California. They're co-chairing the Congressional Agricultural Trade Caucus, which seeks to solidify support for agriculture-focused trade policies among lawmakers. The Bipartisan Agriculture Trade Caucus was founded to ensure the farmers and ranchers in our districts and throughout the country are prioritized in our nation's overall trade agenda, Panetta says in a news relief. He continued, "Together we are committed to ensuring new trade agreements are enforceable, high-standard deals that ensure fairness, and expand new markets for the immense bounty our country produces." GAO study offers policy options for boosting precision ag adoption. The federal government could help spur the adoption of precision agriculture practices in a number of ways, including increased research funding and assistance to farmers for enhancing data analysis, the Government Accountability Office says. A GAO assessment of precision ag issued yesterday says the technology is used by 27% of U.S. farms, even though it's been available since the 1990s. Precision ag technology ranges widely from remote sensing platforms to drones and robots to in-ground sensors that monitor soil temperatures and moisture and targeted sprayer systems and automated weeders. The use of technology can increase farmer profit by reducing the use of fertilizer, pesticides, and other crop inputs, which also can protect nearby waterways. But wide-scale adoption of the technology has been hindered by several factors, including the upfront cost, farmer concerns about sharing data, and a lack of standards that hinder the interoperability of equipment, GAO says. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. EPA rejects association between paraquat and Parkinson's. The Environmental Protection Agency has affirmed its finding that the weight of evidence is insufficient to link exposure from use of paraquat to Parkinson's disease in humans. In a preliminary document prepared as a part of a court challenge to an interim decision from 2021, EPA concluded that there were weaknesses within and across the epidemiological whole animal and in vitro data. It examined, finding that only 10% of about 200 animal studies it looked at were without, quote, numerous limitations or deficiencies. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. "We cannot let this go to waste." That Representative David Valadao in remarks on the House floor, noting this week's atmospheric rivers. He pushed to build more water storage to capture the excess flows. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Well, the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.